Bulawayo recently resumed normal water supplies at the dams which supply the city have seen their levels rise, some to more than 50% of capacity during recent rains, according to statistics supplied by the local council. Years of successive drought seasons have caused the city's water supplies to run dry, with residents forced to rely on wells and bores. The city's director of engineering services says the city is gradually restoring water supplies back to normal.
The coming in of the FlowSafe equipment means that the city is now getting an additional 55 megaliters of water per day. That will increase our output to almost about 145 megaliters per day across the treatment process.
Some of the official reasons for the water wars are power cuts and obsolete equipment. Dube says that a final solution is in sight.
The replacement of the faulty valves will be completed by the 15th of March 2021. It is from that time that we project that the city will be able to provide water 24/7, 365 days per year. Our dams are currently carrying about 53% and are able to stretch us to the end of the 2022 rainy season.
Dube was, however, cautious to implore residents to be prudent, that high usage of water will be penalized. Meanwhile, a recent fire at the Wange National Power Station, the biggest thermal power station in the country, damaged one of the units which supply power to the national grid, cutting service to parts of Matabeleland North and elsewhere. The damage is extensive, and observers say the country may be plunged into power shortages for a long spell. Economic analyst Reggie Shoko says repairing the damaged units will prove a challenge.
It would depend on whether ZESA has the capacity to pay. But I understand or know that the Chinese are already there doing, I think, Unit 6 or 7. But does ZESA have the money to pay for that service, especially given that this was an accident, it was unplanned, it was unbudgeted. And we all know that mostly these companies or operations in Zimbabwe are hand-to-mouth. I don't believe or think they have an insurance for that.
The utility shortages underscore the need to improve Zimbabwe's aging infrastructure at a time that the country is suffering an ongoing economic crisis. Reporting for VOA, this is Adigondo in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe.